From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to unveil his tax overhaul plan today, a promise he made during last year's election campaign. Anticipation of Trump's plans for big corporate and individual tax cuts spurred Wall Street to record highs Tuesday and sent Asian markets soaring overnight. Trump aides say he will ask Congress to slash the current 35% rate down to 15%. Trump's plans are likely to face months of hearings and debate in the Congress. The situation in North Korea will be the focus of a rare classified briefing at the White House today for members of the U.S. Senate. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
There are four briefers that are coming up to talk about the situation in North Korea. They will be briefed by, this is a Senate-led meeting that they are getting. Those four briefers will share to them the current situation in North Korea.
The briefing comes at a time of growing tensions over North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. The U.S. military Wednesday began moving some parts of the THAAD anti-missile defense system onto deployment site in South Korea. Demonstrators confronted police Wednesday as trucks carrying elements of the terminal high-altitude area defense system were moved onto a former golf course. The first elements of the THAAD system were delivered to South Korea in early March. Seoul and Washington said the sole purpose of the advanced THAAD system is to defend against missile launches from North Korea. The White House is sharply criticizing a federal judge's ruling blocking a directive from President Trump to withhold funding from sanctuary jurisdictions that those there limit their cooperation with U.S. immigration agents. That story up next. This is VOA News. The judge's ruling that will remain in effect while a lawsuit over provision in Trump's executive order makes its way through the court. Hear now from San Francisco State's attorney on the order.
Because San Francisco took this president to court, we've been able to protect billions of dollars that fund life-saving programs across this country. In San Francisco alone, about $2 billion was at stake. Without it, thousands of San Francisco's most vulnerable residents would have lost access to meals and medical care.
The January executive order called for the funding from the federal government to be held from sanctuary jurisdictions, and the judge said the president cannot put new conditions on money already allocated by the Congress. The United Nations is appealing for $2.1 billion for life-saving assistance for millions of people on the brink of famine in war-torn Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where a high-level pledging conference for Yemen crisis is underway.
The United Nations calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis, as well as one of the world's most forgotten crises. Since the United Nations launched its $2.1 billion humanitarian appeal for Yemen earlier this year, it only has received 15%. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says this is far from enough money to tackle the immense tragedy unfolding in Yemen. More than 2 years of civil war has devastated Yemen's economy, destroyed health facilities and basic services, putting millions of people at risk of disease and other threats. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law by not properly disclosing payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. That's the early conclusion of the heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee. The Democratic and Republican leaders spoke to reporters Tuesday after the White House denied the committee's requests for documents relating to General Michael Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. Flynn was forced to leave the White House after lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the transition period before President Trump officially took office. And Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte showing signs of gaining an upper hand in his 10-month fight against a violent Islamic State-sympathetic Muslim rebel group known as Abu Sayyaf. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.